at the birds. Behold the birds. What are you worried about today? If there's something that's troubling your heart, if there's something that's just troubling your spirit, then you need to look at the birds. Jesus said, behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of the greatness of God seen in creating animals. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of the greatness of God seen in creating animals.
A quarter of a million different fossils, and not one is a missing link. As a matter of fact, wanted, dead or alive, if you can find a fisher gator, or if you can find a manrilla, then we have some missing links. Now, once again, this is a caricature, which is an exaggeration. However, you know, out of all the fossils that they have found, over a quarter million fossils. They have said that they have found certain things that were missing links, but after they studied them, they found out that it was not. But they're saying that, you know, this is what's happening, that all of a sudden a fish turns into an alligator, or a man turns into a gorilla. So we don't have the evidence for the missing links in evolution. So as we think about that, why don't we just come to the conclusion and accept the fact that God said it, and that's the way that it happened. But man can't accept God, and man has to try to explain away God. And when man tries to explain away God, that's when they come up with the theories of evolution, when they try to explain that there was no God, when atheists try to explain that there is no God. And I told people the other day, you know, there's a holiday for atheists, and it's found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 1, and it's April Fool's Day. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. So the fool tries to explain away God with theories like this. Now, as we continue on our journey this morning, we wanted to look at the birds. The birds are an example of God's handiwork. That's why I showed that video up front, because I wanted us to see the wisdom and knowledge that God used in creating the birds. I'm going to ask that you would bear with me for a second as I read through where it says the birds, an example of God's greatness in the creation of animals. Follow along with me as I read. To focus on the magnificence of God in the animal creation, we will focus on the birds. Birds are an excellent example of the handiwork of God in creation. On the fifth day of creation, God made every winged fowl. It has been estimated that there are over 9,000 species of birds. In an article entitled, Birds Can Fly, Why Can't I?, the author points out the amazing forethought and intelligent design that went into the bodily structure of birds for flight. In search of an answer to why humans can't fly, some people have compared the bones in a bird's wing to those in our arm. This is obviously similarly, yet there is an important difference. The wing was designed to fly, and your arm was not. Even if you could cover your arm with feathers, you still couldn't fly. Your bones may look like those of a bird's wing, but they can never serve the same flight function. A bird's bones are virtually hollow. All right, virtually hollow, like the strands of macaroni or straw. To fly, you would need enormous wings. But how could you flap your wings? Your muscle would tire too easily. Birds have two strong sets of breast muscle, a large set to control the wings' downstrokes, and a smaller set to control the upstrokes. So, you know, even if you could fly, you wear yourself out trying to fly. Just out of one set of muscles, just do this. You know, I was Me and my granddaughter last night, she came over and we had this walk away to pounds. You know, we was doing this walk away to pounds video. And we was walking and then they said, get some weights. And so we got the weight. I got some weights and my granddaughter, I gave her two cans of vegetables and she was holding them. Then they said, okay, go up, all right. They said, do this. They said, go like this. We was walking. My granddaughter said, Pop, Pop, I'm getting a little tired here. I didn't want to say anything, but I was getting tired too. I was wearing out. You see, can you imagine what it'd be like? I mean, just that little bit of stuff like that. Walk away to pounds wear you out. You can imagine what trying to fly. And these birds, man, they be flying long distances. And yet still they're able to stay up there and they're able to keep their wings going. Why is it? Because God designed the bird to fly. And he didn't design us as human beings to fly. Even a bird's beak is designed to save weight. Unlike the human jaw, which is a heavy bone, a bird's beak is a lightweight horn. This too shows perfect planning in the bird's creation. But let's suppose somehow you somehow had wings at the right length. You still couldn't fly like a bird. You don't have air-filled bags in your stomach like those that lie between the bird's heart, lung, stomach, and other organs. The bird's air sacs are connected to its lungs, and during flight, air flows through them. This rapidly feeds the bird's body tissue with life-supporting oxygen while keeping it light in the air. So in other words, it's just like the man pointed out on the video, is that, and I watched it this morning. When I go outside in the morning, I go out about 6 o'clock every morning and have my devotions. I sit on my porch and read my Bible. And so I was out there this morning reading, and I said, look, since I'm preaching about the birds, let me look at the birds. And there was birds flying. I mean, there's some birds that were soaring, and then some birds were flapping real hard. And I said, the ones that landed, I said, I'm going to watch them. And they landed. You didn't see their chest moving at all. They weren't breathing hard at all. Why? Because God designed them to allow the air to flow through their body. You know, we as individuals, our lungs fill up with air. And if we start running, you know, we start running, I don't care how far you run, if you run hard enough, what's going to happen? Start breathing hard. Why? Because that's the way we were built. That's the way we were designed. But these birds, I was watching some of them, man, they was doing this, like this. Flapping hard, working hard, and others were soaring, but yet and still when they landed, chest was just as still. Only God could do that. And I'll tell you another thing that I found out this morning. Let me tell you what else I found out about birds this morning as I sat there reading my Bible and looking at the birds. I found out which ones was dumping on my car, too. I said, yeah, you're the one. I got you now. I'm going to pray for you, bird. Wash my car, man. Next thing I know, I got to wash it again. That wasn't in the word now. Y'all scratch that one off the tape there, Brother Jeff. That's only for Bethany. All right. One outstanding feature of birds is their feathers. Feathers insulate the birds from the sun's heat and protect it from the cold. Feathers prevent birds from getting too wet and are an important part of their wings. Tail feathers help the bird balance in the air, steer its flight, and act as a brake when it's slowing to land. You can see there are many reasons why birds can fly and you cannot. Birds have a lightweight skeleton. Your body is too heavy. Flying birds also have strong muscles to control their flight. Your muscles are too heavy. Birds have air sacs, light beaks, small lungs, and wings designed for flying. Your body is simply shaped all wrong for flight. It is clear that there is one overall reason why birds can fly and humans cannot, and that is God created birds to fly from the beginning. There must be a God somewhere. And how we can try to explain away God to say that, how in the world can evolution, how can all these things, that are true in a bird. All these things that God put in a bird for the bird to fly. That he, now, if that was the case, and we're in this evolutionary process, right? Now, once again, you can call me and we can talk about this, but I'm trying to figure this out. If we're in this evolutionary process and birds can fly, then it seems like we should, in the evolutionary process, have retained some of the things that the birds had, so I should be able to get out here and fly. I should have the equipment and the capabilities in my body to fly. Where did I lose them at? I mean, have I evolved so far ahead? I mean, it seemed like, what's more desirable, to walk or to fly? I would think it'd be more desirable to fly. So if we're evolving, how come we're not, it seems like our flight should be better as humans, that we should just be able to lift our arms and raise up into the air and just soar hours on end. But instead, we're down here walking, back hurting, feet hurting, headaches, knees pounding against each other. If we're evolving, it seems like we'd be evolving upward and not back down again. Oh, I got a little quiet in here, but that's all right. Say amen, screen. Amen. That's all. Amen. So, what does this mean for us when we look at the birds? Well, Jesus gave us a word of encouragement in the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew, if you'll turn there. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We have a word of encouragement from the Lord. Therefore, in verse 25, therefore, I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat and what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on it. Is not the life more than food and the body more than raiment? Jesus says, don't worry. What are you worrying about? What are you sitting about here today, and what are you worrying about? What's stressing you out as you sit in your seat today? Is it a financial problem that's stressing you out? Is it a relationship problem that's stressing you out? Is it an employment problem that's stressing you out? What is it that's stressing you out today? Jesus said, don't worry about it. And then, as if to be preaching a sermon and telling people not to worry, he's focused on man, he's preaching to man, and then all of a sudden, he turns up and says, look at the birds. Behold the birds. What are you worried about today? If there's something that's troubling your heart, if there's something that's just troubling your spirit, then you need to look at the birds. Jesus said, behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? That if God is taking care of the birds, surely he can take care of you. If God had enough foresight to make the birds' bones that they're hollow and that they have little soft tissue inside that hold them up. If God has made the birds with two sets of muscles for flying, one for the upstroke and one for the downstroke. If God has put air sacs in the body of the birds so that the birds can continue to fly and get tired. Doesn't God have enough foresight to know that you were going to be at this place somewhere in your past? Doesn't God know that you were going to be in the situation that you're in right now? It didn't take God by surprise that you're in the position that you're in right now. God was not, oh my God, what am I going to do now? He was not worried. He was not frightful. He was not afraid about what's going on. He made provision for the bird. Truly, he got you covered. And I take confidence. God, if you will give that much detail to the construction of a bird, truly, Lord, you are looking out for me. Oh, I like what the songwriter said. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the little bitty, the teeny weeny sparrow. And I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. I know he watches me. If God will watch over a bird, look what he says in Matthew. He says, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? If God designed the birds with everything they need for flight, truly God is watching over me. The second point, don't worry. The Creator is looking out for you. He built into nature, the nature of birds, the ability to care for themselves, even though they do not sow, reap, or gather in the barns. Birds, you know one thing? I told y'all this week. Somebody help me out, man. I need some help. The one side of my house, I'm trying to cut my hedges. I'm trying to get my yard looking nice. And I'm trying to cut my hedges, but I can't cut them because there's been a bird nest there all summer. Way back in the spring, I was going out there the first day, and I was going to try to cut my hedges. The next thing I knew, man, a robin dive bombed right at my head. And I was like, whoa. I said, well, okay, I'm going to let you go. Go ahead and have your little eggs and your little babies. I said, I'm not going to mess with you. But then they had their eggs and their babies, and now they're back again with another set. I said, oh, no, this is getting ridiculous now. I can't even go trim my yard and cut my hedges because there's a nest up there. I was out there yesterday trying to get close to it, and she started squawking and squibbling and had a little worm in her mouth. I guess she was trying to feed her baby. So I looked at that, and I said, now, watch this. When that baby is in the nest, the baby is in the nest. The nest is already built. Who teaches? Who teaches the robin how to build the nest? Only God. Only God. God has put it into the robin to build the nest and to know how to build the nest. I'm going to see if I can find it. I tried to bring it up here. I wanted to share this with you. I don't know if I brought it. Oh, here it goes right here. This guy wrote this story. He said, while driving to a speaking engagement in Southern California, a pastor passed through San Juan Capistrano. The line, when the swallows come back to Capistrano, immediately came to his mind, and he began humming the old song. He recalled that for some more than 150 years, those golden-breasted birds have spent their summers in the eaves of old missions located in San Juan Capistrano. This is amazing. They always arrive on March 13th and leave on October the 23rd, never missing those dates. Not once has it varied over the years, even during leap years. Even during leap years, it doesn't change. Now, the last time I looked, I didn't see a bird with a blackberry. Last time I looked, I didn't see a bird with a calendar. But the birds know on March 19th and October 23rd, just like clockwork, they do this. How do they know? There must. Evolution didn't put that in them. Evolution would have had to leave it all kind of crazy dates. They'd have been leaving, then they would have got messed up by the leap years. You know, last year, when was the last time we had a leap year? Well, that's about 4 years ago, so, you know, maybe we need to delay this thing one day. But then we forgot that how many leap years have there been since the beginning of time? So, there must be a God. And if God will put it into the swallows to know when to come and when to go, truly God can watch over us. Man, what a great God we serve. How great is our God? Let me finish up with this last. I mean, I could preach about this thing all day. This just captivated me. And the thing that it kept taking me back was to the greatness of God. The greatness of God. And Jesus said, don't worry. What are you worried about? If God is taking care of the birds, he truly can take care of you. My last point this morning is that not only does God give the bird everything they need to fly, and not only does he give them the ability to take care of themselves, but God is concerned about the birds, and he takes care of them. God is concerned about the birds, and he takes care of them. Look at Matthew 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. God cares about the birds. I remember growing up, they told me that God attends the funeral of every sparrow that falls to the ground. God is concerned about the birds. And the birds know that God is taking care of them. I like that song, One Day at a Time. There's a line in there that says, said the robin to the sparrow, friend, I'd like to know why these anxious human beings rush around and worry so. Said the robin to the sparrow, friend, it must be they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. Even the birds know who take care of them. Do you know who's taking care of you? Do you know who's watching over you and making sure that you have everything you need? I close the day with the words of this song. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the stormy sea. Let come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. Listen to this. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. He guides the eagle through pathless air. He guides the eagle through pathless air. He makes the rose an object of his care. And surely he will remember me, my heavenly Father. Wow.
For joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The Greatness of God Seen in Creating the Heavens. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, The Greatness of God Seen in Creating Animals, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Greatness of God Seen in Creating Animals. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Greatness of God Seen in Creating Animals, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.